Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about a very, very sticky subject that is connected with motherhood. I've been talking about motherhood, but before I mention what the sticky subject is, I want to say hello to Julie Wood. And she likes most of what I say, I guess, but the day when I talked about spanking, she asked her mother to turn off the radio. Well, you can't blame her for that. Thanks for listening, Julie, and I hope you haven't had too many spankings since you listened to me. Maybe you learned something yourself. I trust that both of you have found something helpful. But today's subject is not for Julie Wood. This is for some who are really in a quandary, and I've got a lot of letters on this subject. Many people write asking questions about whether to plan or space or quit having children altogether. Well, it is an explosive subject. It's very difficult, and it's increasingly puzzling, isn't it? With all the new methods of contraception, the mind-boggling advances, I guess you would call them, in genetic engineering, this outrageous business of surrogate motherhood. Now, if you've been listening to me before and didn't just happen to turn on to this strange woman today for the first time, I would like to ask you, what would you expect me to say on a subject like this? Well, I can assure you, I have better sense than to say anything at all if I didn't have something with a little bit more authority behind it than an Elizabeth Elliot opinion. I've got sense enough to keep my mouth shut if I can't say something based on a much more reliable authority. I try to base my opinions, my conclusions, on what the Bible says. But the Bible doesn't speak specifically and clearly to every question, does it? So I must walk very softly here. And I do want to try to speak to all who want to hear this. And I want to speak to you with sympathy, with sensitivity, with as much understanding and humility as I can. So first of all, let me just say God is sovereign. He is the author of life. He is the creator. Children are a gift from God. They are a blessing. The Bible says that children are a heritage. They're like arrows, and happy is the man who has his quiver full. So I want to encourage you to a total openness to the will of God in every area. Can you be sure that your desires as to the number of children are wisest and best? If you've decided that you will not have more than one or perhaps two at the most children, let me ask, might God be calling you to be the mother or father of a larger family than you had planned? Will you think about it in God's presence? Be willing to surrender your own plans and accept His. And that goes for all areas. I'm going to read some of the letters that I've been getting on this subject. There are some who say, if you really trust God, then you can let Him have total control of this area of contraception. Also, if children are a blessing and heritage of the Lord, why should we limit or space them in any way? Breastfeeding spaced mine to some degree, 18 months to 2 years, but some women are fertile much earlier than this and have them every 12 to 15 months. They are very tired, too. They admit this. I know God can open and shut the womb. My question is, does He all the time, or are we responsible for using the laws of nature that He has set up? Now, I'm not going to give you the answers that I've given to these people at this point. I'm just going to read through these letters, and then I'll try to say a few more things. If we are to surrender our bodies to God, says the next listener, What about birth control? I am really struggling with the whole issue. We have 5 children, and I love being a mother. But the pregnancies are so difficult. And also, with each child, time pressure does increase. What do you think? Another one. I feel so out of place and peculiar. I can handle that in some areas, Christian in a non-Christian world, pro-life in an anti-life era, stay-at-home mom in a career-oriented society, homeschooler in a small town, no Christian or private schools here, all public. Most, not all of those views, are supported by most of our small Christian family church. But then to add to it, large and growing family with no end in sight but what God decides, I have some physical restrictions, not real handicaps, but definite limitations and pain, and am convinced that homeschooling is God's choice for all our children, so having unlimited numbers involves more than the usual considerations. She's asking for my views. Your program, Gateway to Joy, says the next one, is new to the Christian radio station I listen to. I was thrilled, to put it mildly, when I heard your program on family size and blessings and natural family planning. Thank you for sharing this good news. It needs to be shared more. The only disappointment I had in the program was I felt you made it sound too difficult to learn. My husband and I have been teaching NFP, Natural Family Planning, for 12 years. We have had very positive experience with our learning couples. Keep up all the good work in your ministry. And in a moment, I'm going to read you an article on the subject of how difficult natural family planning may or may not be. Another letter. Thank you for this ministry. I started listening in February of this year and already feel I've gained so much. You have been speaking about femininity and the role of women lately. I really appreciate what you have had to say. It's so refreshing to hear someone speak the truth in our society that has perverted femininity and made it feminist. You confirm those things which I know in my heart to be true, that true femininity is intricately bound to submission, obedience, and service. I'm the mother of 2 boys, and I appreciate your support and encouragement for mothers who have chosen to stay at home with their children. As many of my peers have rejected this traditional role, at times I've felt quite isolated. Gateway to Joy is a daily dose of inspiration to persevere in the difficult yet wonderful vocation God has given me. Especially valuable has been your advice on the discipline of children and the spiritual training. I've searched long and hard for this kind of practical advice. A while back, you discussed natural family planning. I'm so glad you did, because my husband and I practice NFP, and we feel that it has been a great blessing in our marriage. You mentioned that it was rather complicated, with temperature taking, charting, etc. While we do these things, which quickly become part of your normal routine, my understanding is that it is not always necessary. I have read that Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity have successfully taught NFP to illiterate peoples. There's also a woman, Mercedes Wilson, founder of Family of the Americas Foundation, who goes all over the world teaching the literate and illiterate peoples alike through the use of colored charts. I just thought I would pass this along. And here's an article from a newspaper entitled Hindus Find Natural Family Planning Highly Effective. Some years ago, I met a Hindu physician from India who told me about a birth control study being conducted at his hospital. The study compared the effectiveness of NFP with no birth control method at all, i.e., no attempt to avoid pregnancy. Then she goes on to tell about the early results, which were very promising. Up to 6 months, there had been no pregnancies, repeat, no pregnancies, among the couples using the natural method. By contrast, nearly 2/3 of the couples using no method at all had conceived, more or less what anybody would expect. But then this, almost all of the couples followed the ovulation method, OM, or a light modification of it. This is further down in the article when they're talking about this ovulation method. In the slums of Calcutta, however, many women use the symptothermal method, STM, taught by the Missionaries of Charity. So how effective was NFP for these couples? Here are the figures. Over the 24-month study, there were a total of 760 unplanned pregnancies out of 96,641 users. This means that less than 1% of all the couples had an unplanned pregnancy over the 2 years of the study. According to standard statistical measures used in pregnancy calculations, this translates into an effectiveness rate of 99.2% for a natural, not artificial, method of family planning. I'm frequently told by well-educated couples that natural family planning sounds like a fine method, but that it's too complicated, especially for illiterates. But again and again, says this writer, studies from many of the world's poorest countries show that it is the poor, rural couples who seem to find it easy to learn and use a natural method of family planning. We have to stop selling natural families short. Now, I'm not here to say that you must use natural family planning, but I do suggest that you be open to what God wants. That was the first thing which I said a few moments ago. Then secondly, pray for God's direction and wisdom. In James 1, he promises to give wisdom. Third, prayer is meant to be cooperation with God. We are to be co-workers with him, not his opponents. What does he have in mind for your family? And number four, if you are willing to receive the children that he wants to give you, does that rule out even the spacing of family? For some, the answer may be yes. For some, the answer is no. May God give you direction as you open your heart to receive whatever God gives you. I pray every day that the Lord will give me exactly the number of grandchildren that is right. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.